Could you just briefly tell us what exactly the story with Volkswagen is?
Oh, well, I'll go to the bottom line here. I began to think about this problem, this issue maybe with criminal charges for corporate manslaughter, when I read that VW had decided to employ the same lawyers to defend them, because they know things are going to happen, that BP had done for the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. So that was something that made me think about this story. But the essence of the VW problem is that they've admitted to what we call gaming their emission systems for nitrogen oxides. And they put in a sensor that activates a defeat mechanism when it's being tested in the sort of NCT equivalent that there's been at least in the United States. And that leads to a dilution of the nitrogen oxides that come out. The original question was, did the company know that they were doing this? And it appears that they were. But worse, everybody knows that air pollution leads to death. Mm. It would be impossible for them not to know. Mainly, it is through two pollutants that we release. One is nitrogen dioxide that has direct effects as well as secondary effects. And the other one is particulate matter. And it's been shown in just the last couple of weeks, actually, that 3.3 million extra premature deaths per year happen because of particulate emissions and things like nitrogen dioxide. So if they knew this, then they, and they were trying to get round the EU legislation and what it's enforced here, then they knew what they were doing. Willful blindness.
It sounds to me, John, as if it was incredibly stupid, though, because this would have had to come out at some point or other, wouldn't it?
Well, by doing what they did, I guess the reason they did was to sell more cars.
Yes.
There's a trade-off when they're doing what they did between releasing carbon dioxide emissions, the greenhouse gas, and these direct poisonous materials like NOx, nitrogen dioxide emissions. Then you might begin to say, of course, that we're all to blame because what that meant, if they had lower carbon dioxide emissions, was because that, in a sense, was taxed at a different level than the cars that we have.
Right.
So the taxes are cheaper for the cars themselves, cheaper at the pumps. It's about 15 cents, I think, at the moment, between diesel and petrol. And that probably leads to more sales. So they do that. In the end, is it us then that are to blame because we go for the cheap ones, but we didn't really know what's going on? But the government must take some proportion of the responsibility because they've allowed this tax difference between petrol and diesel to occur, 15
yeah.
cents. So certainly, in my mind, anyway, just as a human being, onlooker, would say that Volkswagen, certainly with their willful blindness, have a big role to play. But we all perhaps did because we want cheaper cars.
We were given the impression when the information came out first that this was strictly a Californian thing. In other words, that their criteria was much more stringent than anywhere else in the world. Was there any truth in that?
Well, I think that they were just a bit smarter in checking over what was happening with their types of tests. I believe at the moment most countries are trying to retest or to really establish whether or not it's happening in individual countries here. I assume that's Ireland. I don't quite know how they're and if they're going to do that, but definitely at EU level, they will certainly look at this to see if cars have been gained in the same way from Volkswagen and presumably other manufacturers as well, to see if there is equal problems. In the end, though, we're going to have to bite the bullet about whether or not we want to defeat climate change or we want to stop these direct health toxic effects which lead to death but also exacerbate conditions like asthma. In order to say, what do you want? Because in the end, you are going to have to pay.
Mm. I'm just thinking where the litigation is concerned as well. I mean, if 3.3 million extra people prematurely die because of outdoor air pollution. Could it be looked at of the proportion of those where Volkswagen is concerned, if you know what I mean, if it went to court and say, you're responsible for X amount of deaths?
Yes, but the background to car manufacturers being charged, if you like, for what might be called willful blindness and corporate manslaughter isn't really good. I mean, General Motors settled in the United States, I think, for about 800 million euro with the Justice Department when they covered up a faulty ignition switch, and that resulted directly in 124 deaths. So they really got a fine. With Volkswagen, that this is going to be a much more complicated issue because there will possibly be other car manufacturers. And there are also, as I said, other people who may have contributed to this problem by wanting and putting all of the taxation breaks on simply looking at carbon dioxide rather than looking at the interaction between global warming and air pollution and health.
I suppose the only good that might come out of this, I mean, is this the beginning of the end of diesel motoring as we would have known it, John?
If I were to predict, I would say yes. I think it could be. In the same way as this week, as you know, that the minister has announced that a smoky coal ban all over the country is going to happen. So it's not beyond the wit of a government to come down strongly and do the right thing and cause a ban. Yes, there will be gnashing of teeth, and I'm sure that there will be lots of people that say it's wrong. On the other hand, just think of this, though. If we accept that we have these problems, these air quality problems because of cars, we need the transport, and diesel is there, what perhaps we should do is just increase the taxes on diesel, I mean, certainly in line with petrol and maybe more, and use that money for the health service, for improving fuel poverty and education so that people understand a lot more about air pollution. They can find some of that out, if they want, actually, on our website. It's crack.ucc.ie. If they're interested in looking at some of the chemistry that lies behind this, and also some of the issues.
Looking forward to having a look at that as well. Just to get back to the smoky coal before we go, I'm not sure that people have a full understanding of the difference that would make, to be honest with you. I know, I remember with Mary Harney in Dublin all those years ago, I mean, it did make a huge difference, didn't it?
Yes, there was the conference this week, and down here at the Crack Lab in a project that's called Sapphire, that's led by John Wenger here. We've been looking at smoky coal emissions in some small towns like Killarney and Enniscorthy and maybe others in the future. And that shows interesting results. I think it's possibly why it helped to push the Department of the Environment towards moving toward a smoky coal ban. So those who are interested in that smoky coal ban side, look at John Wenger's project down on the Crack site.
Right, and just briefly, what does it do, the smoky coal? Just what, particularly in the smaller towns, John?
Yes, right. The main issue here is the health risk associated with small particulate matter. And burning coal, in fact, indeed, any solid fuel leads directly to particulate matter coming out, both into the room and, of course, outside the house through the chimney. And these have distinct and direct effects because they very often contain carcinogens, acids, and heavy metals. And those, of course, are poisonous. And we are able to monitor throughout a day in real time to see what are the levels of these dangerous pollutants that are being thrown out. Now, they then can go on, of course, not just to our instrumentation, but they can go into people. The EPA, of course, do have a responsibility to monitor these pollutants at the levels that are legislated for. But very often what they don't do, and what we do that's different, is to look at things in real time so that from minute to minute we know how something might change when somebody, for example, lights a fire, when somebody, for example, drives a car. We can separate the emissions that come from a car from those that come from wood burning, which are bad, perhaps worse in some ways than coal, believe it or not.
Wow,
peat and smoky and smokeless coal.